The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nussan Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. Possession is but 9/10 of the law. There was an elderly Rosh Shiva who was nifter, and his family was sitting Shiva. So naturally, his Talmidim came to visit, to see the family sitting Shiva. And an elderly Yid walked into the Shiva, and he sat down, and he explained he was a Chavrusa of Rosh Shiva for many years. And he paid his condolences. And as he was looking around, he spotted behind the Avelim in the storm shrine a very familiar looking sefer. So he pulled it out from the place, opened it up, and there was no name in the sefer. And he explained to the Avelim, you know, when I was learning with your father, maybe 30 years ago, I must have lent him this very same sefer. Because I know it's gone from my collection, and it's sitting over here with no name. So l'chayr, this is the sefer that he borrowed from me. So the Avim looked to one another, and you know they didn't really exactly know. And they said, well, maybe we should give it to you. But one of the brothers says, one second. All the storm here, my father, he collected a lot of storm, obviously. You can't just march in here and expect to say, this is my sefer, and take it away without any proof that it's yours. I think that, you know, if you want to say, have your name in the sefer, we can discuss it. But certainly without that, you cannot take the sefer. We presume it's our father's until proven otherwise. This was the shaila. Does the elder Yid, the Chavrut Chavrusa, have a right to the sefer? Or does he not have a right to the sefer? The Gemara on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin brings down the following story. It says, Hano easy. There were these sheep. The Ochli Chush Lebana Hadoi. They went in the Hadoi and they were mazik someone. They ate his, Rashi explains, so'or and klufim. They were obviously barley already been out of the shell. V'asamar the chushla. So the owner came, he found these goats, these sheep eating up his so'orim. He was very upset. V'tofaslu. And he was toifas them, he took hold of these goats. V'kotoin tuva, and he demanded a large sum of money for the damage done to the so'orim, to the barley. V'omar Avua de Shmuel, and Avua de Shmuel said, you know something? Yochel litoin ad kidei de mehen. He's allowed to claim as much to the value of Hezek as the goats are worth. Lemoshel, let's say these goats worth $5,000. He'll be allowed to say these goats cost $5,000 worth of damage to my barley. You pay the $5,000. That's a zechusi. Why should he have such a zechus? The Gemara explains a klal. Hosam lav midi de avda l'ushli uguri. Because goats are not something people lend out. So therefore, if a person has goats in his rishus, I'm holding on to a goat. We can presume it's yours. You own it, it's under your hand, you have shlita over it. We have a klal. Kol ma shetachas yad odom shaloyhu. Any item which a person has possession over, we presume it's his. Except, as the Gemara points out, items which are avda l'oshuli ulogori, to lend out and to borrow. Obviously, an item which is given to lend out or to borrow, the fact that you have it in your possession is not necessarily proof that you own the item. Because it's very likely that you just borrowed it or rented it and really belongs to the original owner. But something which is not Ushili Ogori, is not Osu Lahash or Lahaski, it's given to lend out or to borrow, we can presume it belongs to the person who has possession of it. Therefore, the person who owned the barley has a migu. He can say, believe me that you caused $5,000 worth of damage to the seorim, to the barley, because I could just as easily say, these goats are mine. They're really my goats. And the owner of the goats will come running. What do you mean they're your goats? They're my goats. No, they're not yours. I bought them from you. Prove otherwise. He can't prove otherwise. So mego that I could say, really, these are my goats. And I would be able to keep the $5,000. Therefore, and then when I'm equally well believed to say that you owe me $5,000 for the damage done to the Soirim. The Gemara then brings down a parallel case. The parallel case was, Rava was apig zugu de Savala. Rava came the child before him, but a family who had in their possession zugu de Savala, these were special shears, which were used for shearing sheep, and Sifra Dagarito, Forim on Agada. The family belonged to them. The family had them in their possession. Obviously, someone had died and left them in Yerusha. And Rava took these Forim and took the Zuga de Sabla, the scissors, special shears, and he gave it back to the people who claimed the original owners. Rashi explains what happened was the original owners brought Eidim. They had witnesses proof that these Forim once belonged to them. These shears once belonged to them. And Rava explained that since shears and since Sephorim are an item which is also Ilahashu Lahaskir, an item which is given over to lend out or to borrow, therefore the Chazaka Kol Mashatach Asyad Odom Shalayu is a Shvacha Chazaka. It's not a valid Chazaka over here. It doesn't work. The fact that you have this in your possession is no proof you owned it, because it's something which you just as well as borrowed, you could just as well as lend out. So therefore, if the original owner can bring proof, yes, this was my Sifre Dagadato, these were my shears, I have to aid him showing so, and I only lent to the deceased person, then the deceased person has no chazak on it, and it will go back to the original owner who has the aid in the proof. So in our case, if the old man, the old chavrusa, can bring proof that this was originally his sefer, the fact that it's now been in the Rosh Hashiva's house for the past 30 years is no right it belonged to the Rosh Hashiva. Obviously, it needed a right to make sure it's his. Perhaps a similar something that originally belonged to him once, but it would need a concrete raya. If he has a raya, a sefer is something which is given lahashu lahaskir. This nekuda is actually brought down in Agadah, the Gemara in Kesubas Daf Nun Amud the Aleph. There, the Gemara brings down the pasuk Koin v'oisher beveisoi. A person could have riches and glory in his house, but it costs soi or he medes lo ad. Nonetheless, there's an everlasting element in it. What is the everlasting element? Rav Huna, Rav Chista, the Amoraim, Chad Omar, one says, Zehaloi made Torah umelamdo, someone who learns Torah and teaches it to others. Rashi explains, Miskayemes boy, has a kiyum, hari oihoin vo'oishu beveisoi, he has hoin vo'oishu by him, his Torah, but tzidkosoi oimedes lo'ad, the tzedakah is teaching acherim, shetorach lamed talmidim, someone who exerts himself to teach talmidim, other people, that's something which has a kiyum. That lasts afterwards. The Torah goes on and on and on. Continues the Gemara. V'chad Omar, the other man, the Omar, says, Zehakoyseh, that's someone who writes. Torah Nevim, Uksuvim, he writes Tanakh down, Umashidon Lachem, and he lends his Sforim to somebody else. Someone who's married Torah that way also has an Inyan Omfun B'tzid Kosoi Oimedes Lo'ad. So Kemen Claren, someone who doesn't write this form, but let's say he records all the Oshiorim as a Bechlal B'Gamora, Zichalit one man, Omer, Lamed Torah Lachem, Kenzand of the other one in the digital age. We can discuss this at different time. I'll call upon him. The Gemara Bava Metzia Kuf Tezayin has a Yisoid of the Vorm Shasun Lahashil Lahaskir. The fact that it belongs to you is no, the fact that it's in your possession is no riot that you are the binding over it. And if someone else can bring aid and it's his, then Acham he will be Zeichen. Toysis asked a Kashra from a Mishnah in Baba Kama that Kuf Yudal Domid Beis. Zog the Mishnah, Hamakir Keribus for Biad Acher. Someone goes to his friend's house and he sees in his friend's house his items are sforim, and he says, you know, these items will be very familiar. I think they're actually mine. And I'd like to retrieve them. Continues the Mishnah. The Yotza Loi Shem Gneva Be'ir. Another ingredient in the story was the seer, the finder. Let's call him Reuven. He says, you know, I had a Gneva in my house. There was a robbery took place in my home. Things were taken. And therefore it's very likely that what happened was the thief got hold of these items and sold them to you. Certainly we don't expect the person who has them in his house to be a ganav. Tosfos explains, Achzuke inish begazlanus aloy machzikinan. We presume people are not ganavim. So we presume certainly the owner of the present owner of the item got hold of it legally. Oh, but that doesn't mean it wasn't stolen, because it could be he bought it legally in the market, but the person he bought it from, the vendor, was the thief, or second generation to the thief. So the fact that you bought it legally, the fact that we presume you didn't steal it, is no certain right that it was not really from the booty of the victim of the robbery. So the Gemara says, if there was a rumor went out that Gneva took place, then Yishba Loi Lekech. The Lekech has a Zechus. He can make a Shavua, Kama Nosan. How much he paid his vendor. He paid, let's say, for this form, this Kaling, $500. Make a Shavua, yeah, I paid $500 for these. And then the Yitoil. He can get the $500 back from the original owner. That means we don't allow the Lekech to lose on the deal. He can retrieve his money. But on the other hand, we don't want this poor net, this victim of the robbery, to do without his nechosim. He's a zechus to regain his nechosim, get his possessions back. The Mishnah continues, v'im lav, without the rumor, then lav kol himenu avada. If there's no rumor of a robbery, then you can't just walk in someone else's house and say, this is stolen from me. You're not believed. We just presume instead you really stole them. The Reuben was in a sorry state financially. He had to release some of his possessions to increase his liquidity. Subsequently, he got rich again. He wants to buy his things back. So he makes up a rumor. Listen, these things were stolen from me. I want to buy them back. You're not believed. There has to be a bona fide rumor of a Geneva. The Gemara got a clear as a how can we prove maybe Reuben spread the rumor himself after he sold them? So Gemara explains, we know we have concrete proof that the robbery took place. We can see the evidence of the break-in. Adim saw the damage done, etc., etc. I'll call upon him. Toysus asked the cash. L'choira, why should we need to have proof or a rumor that a break-in took place? Why is the original owner not Neman Stamazoi? He should be Neman B'migu. He has a koyech amigu. He can say, you should believe me anyway, that the sforim in your house, in the person's house who apparently bought them from the ganav, supposedly, really belong to the original owner. Why is that? Because we've already seen Sforim are something, books, Sforim are an item which is Osui Lahashu Lahaskir, something which people normally lend out. If you normally lend out an item, therefore possession is no right, it belongs to you. This item is something which is normally lent out. So the fact you have a safe in your possession is no right that it's yours. Phragtosis. We should believe the original owner. He could come along and say, this is my safe, I lent it to you. And I have proof that's originally mine, I have to aid him. Maybe his name's been written inside it. That proof originally belonged to me. And since it's something which is Ostri Lahashu Lahaskir, something which is made to be lent out, therefore, it's mine. I have to aid him. The fact that it's in your hand, the purchaser, the new owner, is no proof that it's yours. Because I don't say Chazaka, call mash tachas yad odom shaloyhu. Anything under your possession belongs to you by the vorim hasuin lash laskir. Something which is lent out. So enochaname, if it's something which is not osui lahash laskir, something which is not normally lent out. Therefore, for example, let's say a coat, maybe an article of clothing similar to that. So I have a coat, and it rather happens to be on the label the name of Reuven ben Yaakov. So I have this coat. Reuven ben Yaakov comes up to me and says, hey, you've got my coat. So I say, no, it's not. It's my coat. I got it legally. I bought it in the store.
And Reuben says to Yaakov, no, it's got my name in it. It must be mine. Because the halacha is, since a coat is not something which is usually lent out and borrowed, therefore the fact that it has Reuben ben Yaakov's name in it is irrelevant. And I can say, Reuben ben Yaakov, you have this coat, it's true, once upon a time, you sold it to somebody else. I bought it from that person. Therefore, the fact that it's called Al-Tachas Yad Olam, it's in my produce, that's enough to call it mine. But Sfarim, the Mishnah in Baba Kama mentions Sfarim as well. And Sfarim is something which people lend out. We saw the Ragoan Ksubis. So therefore, Lichoira, I shouldn't need a Shem Gneva Be'ir. Even without the room of the theft, why can we not believe the person with the aid and the proof it belongs to him, that Lemaisa, it was originally stolen from him? Migua could say, you just borrowed it. So Toysa says at Teretz, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, an important Yisoid, that Enochanam, it's true, people lend out this form normally, but it must be our Gemara is talking about a case, B'Makirim, we recognize, She'ein Balasvam Rogil Hashim, Toysa. This person who supposedly owns this form is not somebody who's in the habit of lending those things out. Therefore, even though Misadchafetzim Shaboy, this form are something which is usually lent out, but if we know the owner is someone who doesn't do it, that supersedes the Chazaka. And therefore, it does no longer assumes the status of a Devor Mishasim Hashal Askir, and we presume the owner would never have lent it out. If he would never have lent it out, then Enochanama, without the Shem Gneva Be'ir, without the fact that it was stolen, we could not presume he would lend it out. And therefore, the chazaka of Kol Mash Atachas Yadol Mishaloihu would exist on this forum as well. And this halacha, where we see a person's own temperament and habits, can affect the halacha of whether or not he's considered a bailim, an owner of something. If he's, let's say, a generous person, he lends things out, then he has the zechus to get things back, if his name's on them. Or a person who doesn't lend his nechosim out, in which case, the fact his name is on something, even on something which other people not lend out, will be no proof b'chal kiyuzeh to take it out of a second owner who now has possession.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.